那个历史一直继续到今天。
Why? Because the history of God building His own house lasts until today.
神所要造的家是一个大的家。
And this house that God is building is such a big house.
所以他需要两千年之久来建造。
So therefore, He needs all these 2,000 years.
在这两千年来
，In this 2,000 years,
福音无论传到什么地方
，Wherever the gospel is preached,
有一些人蒙恩得救了。
Some will receive.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
不是说蒙恩得救就完了。
It's not to say that believing in salvation is the end.
这些蒙恩得救的人
，And all these people will say,
要被我们的主建造起来
，Will be built by the Lord.
好像活的石头一样
，As if of living stone.
我们石头与石头要建造
，As stone and next stone shall be built together.
一直叫我们被建造成为一个灵宫
，And until the day that we finish being built up into a holy temple.
成为神的家和我们的家。
To become God's house and our house.
你知道天堂是什么？
Do you know what heaven is?
天堂就是这一个。
Heaven is this.
新耶路撒冷就是这一个。
New Jerusalem is this.
今天我们的神就在那里建造新耶路撒冷。
Today that our Lord is building that New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷的材料就是你与我。
The building material of New Jerusalem is you and I.
但是必须是金的。
But it has to be gold.
必须是宝石的。
It has to be precious stone.
不能是草木和秸。
It cannot be grass or wood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以今天主在这里也是在那里做这个工作。
Today the Lord is doing the same work.
当我们今天在这里享受这个新堂的时候。
Today we're here enjoying ourselves with this new church building.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise the Lord.
赐给我们这个地方。
And for giving us this place.
叫我们能用来为主神用。
So we can use it for Him.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
我们不要以为说这个地方就是神的居所。
Let's not think this way that this is God's dwelling place.
我记得在第二次世界大战的时候。
I remember in the Second World War.
我在新加坡。
When I was in Singapore.
我打在新加坡。打仗的时候我在新加坡。
When the war was going, I was in Singapore.
日本的飞机日夜来炸。
And the Japanese airplane came to bomb us every day and night.
有一天清早。
And one day morning.
一位年轻的弟兄匆匆忙忙跑到我那里。
There was a young brother who ran to me.
他说江弟兄不得了不得了。
He said, brother come, brother come, something happened.
我说什么不得了。
I said, what happened?
他说有一个炸弹呢。
He said, there was a bomb.
从这个礼拜堂的中间呢，一直扎进去了。
He said he dropped straight through the middle of the church building.
他说，如果神不保护他的礼拜堂，那么我们这般人有什么安全呢
？He said, if God doesn't protect my church building, do we have any assurance?
你知道有的从家里说大家逃到礼拜堂里头去了。
You know that many times in the wartime people run into the church.
因为说这是神的家，神要保护啊。
And thinking this is God's house, they should definitely.
所以那个弟兄他说那怎么办？怎么办呢
？My brother said to me, what am I going to do now?
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, dear brothers,
这个礼拜堂不是神的家。
This meeting place is not God.
不过神的儿女用来聚会的地方。
It's only a place that God's people to use.
如果炸掉就炸掉了吗
？If it get blown, it get blown.
有什么了不起呢
？It's no big deal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
我不是要浇冷水呀、
啊。I'm not trying to.
我知道弟兄姊妹心里很火热。
I know that all brothers and sisters have very.
感谢赞美主给我们这个地方。
Praising, thank the Lord for giving us.
是的。
Yes.
如果我们真是把我们自己献上为主用的话
，If we did given ourselves for the Lord's use，
主能用这个地方
，He will use this place。
主能用使用这个地方
，He will make this place into something。
但是我们要记得说，主的心意不在这个地方。
We got to remember that the Lord's will is not in the meeting。
你们不要把这个地方当作一个圣所。
Don't use this building to be your holy temple。
好像在外面可以随便讲话，到了这里呢。
As if when you're outside, you can talk without any restraint. When you come here,
不是地方啊
，It's not a place.
是你们这些弟兄姊妹。
It's you who are the brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果我们不在神的面前
，If we are not in front of the Lord.
真正活在神的面前
，And truly indeed living in front of the Lord.
如果我们不肯接受十字架在我们身上的工作
，If we do not receive the work of the cross on us.
如果我们不肯对付我们的肉体
，If we do not put ourselves the flesh to death.
如果我们不肯顺服我们的主
if we do not obey our Lord,
如果我们在一切的事上还要照着自己的意思做，
if we still doing everything according to our own will,
甚至于在侍奉上要照着自己的意思做，
even in our service, we do it according to our will,
这一个地方，
this place,
恐怕不但没有益处，将来要成为一个重担。
And I'm afraid that it may not be a blessing, but be a heavy burden on you.
有许多的礼拜堂今天都成了 white elephant, 都成了重担。
And many, many places, the church building today has become a white elephant.
但是如果弟兄姊妹，
but if brothers and sisters,
我们在开始的时候就很清楚，
when that will be very clear at the beginning,
神给我们这个地方，
that God has given us this place,
乃是要我们更把我们自己献给他，
is to have us to offer ourselves more to him,
要把我们自己更接受他的对付，
and that we may receive even more of his discipline,
因着圣灵在我们身上的工作，
because of the work of the Spirit on us,
叫我们都成了金银和宝石，
and that we all become gold, silver, and precious stones,
在我们身上一切草木禾秸都能被除去，
and all the wood, hay, and the rubbish in us will be all eliminated,
一切出于人的自己，
and all the things came out of us,
一切出于人的工作，
all out of the work of our hands,
一切出于人自己的荣耀，
all belong to people's,
这些都要被除去，
all these shall be eliminated,
好叫神的性情在我们身上显出来，
so therefore the character of God may be shown among us,
基督基督救赎的工作在我们身上能建造，
so therefore the work of Christ's salvation may be built in us,
圣灵的工作在我们里面能完成，像宝石一样，
and the work of the Holy Spirit in us may be complete, that we may become precious stones, and because of the Lord working us this way,
我们真是把自己完全摆在他的面前，
and we indeed put ourselves placed in front of him,
像当初120个人一样等候在他的面前，
us is like the 120 people waiting in front of him,
不敢轻举妄动，
and would not dare to do any move on their own way,
我们持定我们的元首，
but we hold cling on to our hands,
我们第一次联络做
that we unite and we become members with each other.
我们凡事上战惊恐惧，在主的话语的面前。
That in all things we fear the Lord in His own word.
常常带着一个忧伤痛悔的灵。
Constantly carrying among us a contrite heart.
免得我们骄傲。
So that we will not be arrogant.
如果我们能这样把自己继续摆在主面前的话，
so we could come to the Lord and continually giving ourselves to him,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神的荣耀就不会离开我们，
God's glory will not depart from us,
神的荣耀就充满这个地方，
His glory will fill this place,
叫我们真正能为神做美好的见证，
therefore we may be able to give the good testimony for the Lord,
所以今天在第一次聚会的时候，
so therefore today in the first meeting we have,
我觉得说神对我们有话，
I feel that the Lord has words for us,
神要我们清楚一件事，
the Lord wants us to be very clear and certain about one thing,
神所看重的不是一个物质的房屋，
what he emphasizes is not a physical building,
他能用，
what he could use,
但是这个不是他的心愿，
but that's not what he's hoping,
神的心就在我们弟兄姊妹，
His heart is on us.
如果他能完全地得着我们，
if he had us completely,
他能安息在我们中间，
he could rest among us.
你知道多少的时候我们只想到自己的安息，
you know, so many times we only consider about our own rest.
我们能从神那里得着什么？
What could we gain from the Lord?
我们不想到说神在我们身上能得着什么？
We do not think what the Lord could gain from us.
为什么我们一直不满足呢？
How come we constantly not satisfied?
因为你一直要得着我。
Because you keep on wanting.
如果今天你肯让神有所得着的话，
But if today you let the Lord want something from you,
你才有满足。
And therefore you shall have satisfaction.
我们都在那里寻求，
We are all there seeking
安息，
for rest.
但是如果今天神没有安息，我们人怎么能安息呢？
But if today God has no rest, how could we rest?
我们都在那里寻求爱，
We all there seeking love.
如果神没有得着爱，我们怎么能得着爱？
But if God did not gain love from us, how could we receive it?
如果神没有得着他的家，
God,
我们也是无家可归。
He does not have his own house, and we have no house to go to.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们与神是同病相怜。
So therefore, we are the Lord are put together.
神需要一个家。
That the Lord wants a house.
我们也需要一个家。
We also want a house.
我们合作。
That we cooperate.
是我们献上。
That we may offer.
是他做。
And let him build.
这样到了有一天。
So that one day will come.
你看见这圣城新耶路撒冷城。
You see the new city, the new Jerusalem.
满了神的荣光。
You'll be full of God's glory.
不用太阳的光。
You don't need the sun.
不用月亮的光。
Don't need the light from the moon.
因为神的荣耀充满在那。
Because God's glory is filled there.
羔羊就是神城的灯。
That the lamb is the lamp of the Lord.
这一个就是神所要得着的。
And this is what the Lord wants to have.
所以巴不得我们能看见这个。
So I truly wish that we may all see this.
如果我们能看见这个。
If we do indeed see this.
那么我相信。
Therefore, I believe
我们在用这个地方的时候
that when we come to use this building,
神就能在我们身上能得着他要得着的。
The Lord will truly receive what he wants on us.
请我们看旧约弥西米记。
Could we open up to the Old Testament, the book of Nehemiah?
弥西米记。
Book of Nehemiah.
第一章
Chapter 1
从第一节念起
Start from verse 1
尼希米第一章第一节
Verse 1 in the first chapter of Book of Nehemiah
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下亚达西西王二十年基士六月我在苏珊神的宫中
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Kislev, in the twentieth year, as I was in Shushan, the fortress.
那是由我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹太人和耶路撒冷的光景。
That Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, who were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人，在犹大圣造大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
And they said to me, those who remain that are led of captivity there in province are in great affliction and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is in ruins, and its gates are burned with fire.
我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁食祈祷说。
And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat and wept and mourned for days and fasted and prayed before the God of the heavens and said,
我们看第二章第十七节。
May we read second chapter, verse 17.
以后我对他们说，我们所造的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷这城墙。免得再受凌辱。
And I said to them, You see the distress that we are in, that Jerusalem lies waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the walls of Jerusalem, that we may be no more a reproach.
我告诉他们我神赐恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。
And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, as also of the king's word which he had said unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. And they strengthened their hands for the good work.
第六章第十五节。
And also chapter 6 verse 15.
六章十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 15.
一落月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。
So the wall was finished on the 25th of Elul in 52 days.
我们一起仇敌四位的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工作完成是出于我们的神。
And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations that were about us were afraid, and were much cast down in their own eyes, and they perceived that this work was wrought by our God.
我们再看第十二章第二十七节。
Shall also read in chapter 12, verse 27.
十二章二十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 27.
耶路撒冷城墙高城的时候，众民就把各处的利未人召到耶路撒冷，要称谢、歌唱、鼓钹、敲钹、鼓瑟、弹琴，欢欢喜喜地行告成之礼。
And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to hold the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals.Lutes and harps.
我们最后看《使徒行传》第二章。
Lastly, we shall read the book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章从四十二节念到四十七节。
Acts, chapter 2, we shall read from verse 42 to verse 47.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训。彼此交集，不平祈祷。
And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
And fear was upon every soul, and many wonders and signs took place through the apostles' means.
信的人都在一处，玩凡物共用。
And all that believed were together and had all things common.
并且卖了田财家业，找个人所需用的分给个人。
And sold their possessions and substance and distributed them all according as anyone might have need.
他们天天同心合意，恒齐地在殿里，并在家中不平，存着欢喜诚实的心容范。
And every day being constantly in the temple with one accord and breaking bread in the house, they received their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the assembly daily those that were to be saved.
昨天晚上当我们聚集在主面前的时候
Last night we gathered in front of the Lord.
我们觉得说在这样主给一个新的会所给我们的时候
We feel that when the Lord has given us this new meeting hall to us,
乃是我们应当在神的面前思想神对于人所定的那永远的旨意
It's a time that we think that we should meditateUpon the will that the Lord has set upon this world.
我们知道我们的神，他对他所创造的人是有他一个尽美的心意。
We know that the Lord has a wonderful will to those people who created.
他的目的就是要住在人的中间。
His purpose is to dwell among men.
他要以我们做他自己的家。
He used us to be his own household.
他不但要把他的爱倾倒在我们的身上
Not only wants to pour his love among us,
他要我们也把爱来归给他
He wants also that we shall return love to him.
他不但向我们是诸般的恩赐
Not only gives us all kinds of blessings,
他也愿意我们因着被恩感的缘故起来感谢和敬拜他
And he also wants us to thank him out of the touching of his blessings. Well,
他不单是愿意我们做他被创造的子民，
not only he wants us to be his created people,
他愿意我们做他所亲爱的儿女，
he also wants us to be his dear and beloved children.
他要与我们有亲密的交通，
he will have a dear, a wonderful fellowship with us.
他要安息在我们人的中间，
he wants to rest among us,
好叫我们也能安息在他的里面，
so that we may rest in him.
他要以我们做他的满足，
he uses us to be his satisfaction,
好像我们以他做我们的满足一样，
as if he is our satisfaction.
这一个是神向着人所定规的那完全的旨意，
and this is the complete will which the Lord has set upon man.
这一个旨意在古时的时候从会幕上我们能看出来，
we can see this will in ancient times from the tabernacle.
后来我们从所罗门的圣殿里面也能看见，
we have also seen from Solomon's temple.
但是这些不过是影儿，
but these are only but shadows.
那真正神所要的我们在新约的时候我们看见了，
the true thing the Lord who he wanted it, we have seen it in the New Testament.
我们看见我们的主怎样拯救了一般世界上的人。
We see that how the Lord has saved a group of people from this world.
从各族、各方、各民、各国的中间。
All nations and all races and all tongues.
神就把一些的人拯救过来。
God saved some people.
把他们建造为一个灵宫。
And to build them together to become a spiritual temple.
不是物质的房屋。
It's not a physical building.
乃是那一般活的石头一同被。
That group of living stone being built up together.
我们的主他自己要住在他们的中间。
Our Lord Himself would dwell in this.
这个就是圣经给我们看见教会的意义。
This is what the Bible shows us to be the meaning of church.
因为神的教会乃是神的家。
Because God's church is His house.
神的教会乃是神借着他的圣灵所居住的所在。
God's church is a place where he dwelt in his spirit.
我们知道一直到今天我们的主还在那里建造。
We know that as up to today the Lord is still building.
在第一世纪的时候，
In the first century,
我们的主对彼得说，你是一块活的石头。
Our Lord has spoken to Peter that you are a piece of living stone.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石的上面。
I shall build my church upon this rock.
阴府的权势不能胜过他。
That the power of hell would not be able to surpass it.
从无神节那一天开始，
On the day of Pentecost,
一直到我们今天，
until today,
一直等到我们的主回来的时候，
until the day the Lord returns,
我们的主一直在那里建造他自己的家。
The Lord is building his household continually.
所以我们知道今天主在我们中间也是在这里做这个工作。
We know that the Lord is doing the same work among us today.
他要把我们这些人拯救过来，不是没有意义的。
He has saved us without a meaning.
他把我们这些人拯救过来，他乃是要建造我们。
After he has saved us, he wants to build us.
我们应当把我们的自己完全献上。
And we should give ourselves entirely to the Lord.
让他在我们的身上做一切他要做的工作。
So let him do all the work he wants to accomplish on us.
并且把我们彼此建造起来。
And to build us to each other.
好叫他自己在我们中间能得着安息。
So that he can find rest among us.
这是昨天晚上我们在这里稍微交通的。
This is what we slightly fellowship last night.
今天早晨我们愿意继续下去。
This morning we'd like to continue.
我们知道神对于我们人的心意。
We know the will of God to a man.
一面乃是他要把我们建造成为他自己的家。
On the one hand, he wants to build us to become his own house.
另外一面，他要用我们来做他的见证。
And on the other hand, he wants to use us to give his testimony.
实在说来，这两件事是一件事的两面。
Well, actually, this is the same thing that you look at it two different ways.
一面，他要住在我们中间。
On one side, he's living among us.
他要把他的荣耀充满我们。
He wants to fill his glory among us.
在以弗所第一章二十三节告诉我们说。
In the first chapter, Ephesians, verse 23 tells us.
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
is being filled of that who has filled of all things.
我们的神, 祂要把祂自己充满在祂儿女的中间。
Our Lord wants to fill himself entirely in the children of his.
祂要把祂的儿女做祂的居所。
And he wants to use his children to become his own.
这是一面。
This is the one side.
另外一面, 在以弗所第三章第十节里面,
On the other side of Ephesians chapter 3 verse
圣经也告诉我们说, 神要继续做教会。
The Bible also tells us that the Lord will use the church
在现在这个时候,
at this time, in this day,
将他自己不凡的智慧显明让那些执政掌权者空中执政掌权者能知道。
And to give us the manifold wisdoms
把他不凡的智慧给执政掌权者能知道。
So to give the rulers to reveal to the rulers.
这个是在以弗所第三章第十节。
This is in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse
或者我们可以把这一章圣经这一节圣经读一下。
Maybe we should read this first little bit.
以弗所第三章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神不凡的智慧。
In order that now to the principalities and authorities in the heavenlies might be made known through the assembly the all various wisdoms of God.
这个就是给我们看见说神要我们做他的见证。
Here it shows to us that God wants us to be His testimony.
不但向着世界上的人见证,
not only to testify to the people in the world,
甚至向天上这种掌权者做见证,
to also to be testimony to all the principality and authority in the world.
不但告诉世界上的人,
not only to tell the people in the world,
我们的神那不凡的智慧是何等的丰富,
that all various kind of wisdom of our Lord is so rich,
甚至于在那看不见的那一个属灵的界的里面,
and also to that invisible spiritual realm,
我们要看见神的见证也要借着我们做出去。
I want to see that the Lord's testimony shall also be given out to us.
所以今天早晨我们愿意注意到见证这一方面。
So this morning we'd like to consider about testimony.
说到见证这一方面,
when we speak about testimony,
圣经里面也有一样东西来做一个象征。
And the Bible also has another thing as an image of it.
那个象征就是城墙。
And this symbol is the wall.
一个房子来象征神的居所。
No, the house is a symbol of God's dwelling place.
但是城墙就是象征神的见证。
A wall is to symbolize the testimony of God.
我们知道一座墙是很重要的。
That's the importance of a wall.
因为墙乃是把它分开的。
Because the wall is to divide.
如果今天在这里有一座墙的话,
then there's a wall here.
你就看见把在墙里面和墙外面的就把它分开了。
See that it divides out whatever is inside and outside the wall.
如果没有墙的话, 什么都是混在一起的。
If there's no wall, everything will be mixed together.
在那里就没有分别。
There is no distinction.
但是有了一座的墙, 立刻你就看见有分别。
Because there's a wall, you see there's a distinction.
这个墙不但能保护在墙里面的东西。
Not only this wall will protect whatever is inside of it.
并且他把墙外面的那一些都隔在外面, 叫他不能进来。
And also isolate all that is outside the wall so you may not enter.
因为这个墙是高的是建立的。
Because this wall is solid and is tall.
是看得见的。
Is it visible?
所以我们说这个墙也是代表一个见证。
So therefore we say that this wall is a symbol of testimony.
如果这个城是一个丰富的城,
if this city is a rich city,
这个墙也一定又高大又是坚固。
And this wall must be very solid and very big.
如果这个城市乃是一个很贫穷的一个城市,
or if the city is very shabby,
那么也许这个城墙我们看见也是很矮小并且也许有泥土在那里做的。
And we see that maybe this wall is very low, maybe made of clay.
所以圣经里面用城墙来代表见证。
So therefore the Bible tells us the wall is a symbol of testimony.
但是很稀奇。
But a very strange thing.
当我们读创世纪的时候,
is when we read the book of Genesis,
神在当初的时候把我们人创造了。
the beginning when God created us.
神就把他所创造的人放在一个美丽的园子里面。
Yes, put the people in a beautiful garden.
我们说这个园子叫做伊甸园。
We call this garden the Garden of Eden.
伊甸的意思就是一个pleasure, 快乐的享受的那个地方。
Eden means a place of enjoyment and of pleasure.
神就把人放在这个园子的里面。
God has placed people in this.
这个园子里面有各种的树木
and you all kind of trees.
其上的果子可以做食物
and all these fruits could be food.
在园子的中间有一棵生命的树
in the center of this garden there is a tree of life.
那就是象征说神愿意把他自己非受造的生命赐给他受造的人
which is a symbol of saying that God's uncreated life may be given out to people who He created.
因为他愿意与人联合
Because he wants to unite with people.
叫人能成为他的家。
So that we could become his household.
他也能成为人的家。
And he could become our home.
在园子中间，圣明树的旁边也有奉的三恶树的果子。
And right next to this tree of living, there's a tree of knowledge.
我们看见说这个园。
There's a tree of knowledge.
我们看见说这个园子神把它布置得非常的好。
We see that God had decorated this garden very nice.
但是很稀奇。
Very strange.
我们看见这个花园呢没有围墙的。
We see there's no wall around this garden.
好像是一个公园一样。
It seems that it's a public.
不是一个私人的花园。
It's not a private park.
如果是私人的花园你总是有个围墙在那里的。
And if it's private, you usually have a wall around.
不是随便什么人都可以进去的。
Not anybody on the street could go in.
但是一个公园好像没有围墙一样。
Park would not have a wall.
因此什么人好像都可以进去。
So everybody could seem to go in there.
但是神就对他所创造的人说。
But then God speaks to the people he created.
你在哪里你要享受我所赐给你的一切。
Well, you are staying in this garden to enjoy all that I created for you.
但是并不是说只有享受没有责任。
It's not to say only enjoyment, no responsibility.
没有只有享受没有工作。
It's only pleasure, but there's no work.
神在那里说你要在那里修理和看守。
But God said to them that you shall maintain and watch.
这个修理啊
this maintaining.
乃是叫他结果子更多。
So that the trees bear more fruit.
这个看守。
And this watching.
为什么要看守呢
？Why do we need to watch the garden?
因为神在那里暗示亚当说。
Because at that time, God is revealing to Adam
在园子的外面有仇敌
that outside this garden there's an enemy.
这个仇敌他要进来
this enemy wants to enter.
所以你一定要看守
so you must be on guard.
换一句话说
in other words,
神没有做一座墙来保护亚当
God did not create a wall to protect Adam.
我们的神他能创造天地万物
You know that our God who has created the
heaven, 他能布置一个花园
He has decorated a garden.
我们想要他来做个围墙那是太简单的事
We think that it should be very easy for him to build a wall.
但是很稀奇神没有做这个围墙
But it's very strange that God did not do that kind of
thing. 也可以说神不能做这个围墙
In other words, we can say that God cannot build a wall.
我们的神是万能的神
We know that our God is all powerful.
他怎么不能呢
How can he not?
当然他是无所不能的
Of course, he's able to do everything.
但是他有的事情他不能做。
But there are some things that he cannot do.
他不能做不是他不能乃是他不肯。
He couldn't do it is not because he can, but he's not willing.
因为他如果做的话要背负他的自己了。
Because if he has to do so, you'll be so cautious denying himself.
我们的神他不能背负他的自己。
Well, he cannot deny himself.
所以他什么都预备好了
so after he prepared all,
但是他的旨意说这一座墙不是他自己个人来做的
His will says that this wall is not to be created by himself
这一座的墙必须他与人合作来做的
This wall must be built through the cooperation with people
他给亚当各种各样的恩典
He has given Adam all kinds of blessings
叫他能在那里看守
so he could be there and guard this.
但是必须亚当起来看守
Adam must rise up and guard the garden
也可以说
In other words,
神就是要把亚当来做伊甸园的围墙
That God would like to use Adam to be the Word of God in
the universe.
We know that when God created people, display such great power.
And it's such
tremendous amount compared to our ability.
你看亚当也没有进过学校。
We know that Adam has never gone into.
但是神把各种的动物领到他面前的时候,
but when God has led all the animals in front of him,
他就替每一个动物在哪里起名,
he's given every name to all the animals.
他看见有一个动物过来鼻子长长的,
he saw an animal come with a very long nose.
亚当对他一看, 他说这是象。
Adam saw it and said, this is the elephant. He has never studied it.
也没有做过动物学,
he never studied animal.
但是我们看见他就能替各样的动物取名,
but he could give names to every kind of animal. That name is so appropriate.
他看见另外有个动物跳跳蹦蹦的,
he saw another animal was jumping.
他说这是猴子。
This must be a monster.
那个就成了猴子了。
And that has become a monster.
所以我们看见亚当当初的能力实在是大。
We see that the power that Adam has at that time.
虽然只有他一个人和他的帮手夏娃。
And although it's only one person and his helper.
并且伊甸园很大。
Because Eden is also very big.
但是他能看守整个的园子。
But he could guard the entire garden.
他能做这个园子的围墙。
He could become the wall of the entire garden.
因为神给他许多的恩典和能力。
Because God has given him so much blessing and power.
但是神说这个墙必须你与我合作。
But God said to him that this wall must be a cooperation.
我不能替你做一个墙来保护你。
I cannot build a wall for you to protect you.
你一定要与我合作。 来做这个墙,
you must work with me so that we can build this wall.
但是很可惜, 亚当他不进行,
unfortunately, Adam was not quite awake.
他没有遵守神的命令,
and he did not obey God's will.
他结果就让仇敌偷进来,
in the end, he had let the enemy got into the garden.
所以我们看见人类从此就堕落了。
So therefore, we see that from then on, people have failed.
在伊甸园的里面就没有危险。
There's no war in God. In the garden.
所以仇敌就自由地出入。
So the enemy can come in and out very free.
神的见证就受了极大的亏损。
God's testimony has been diminished greatly.
但是感谢赞美神。
Lord, praise God.
虽然人失败了,
although the man has failed,
神永远不失败。
God would not fail.
人可以失败。
People could fall,
但是人的失败不会改变神的旨意,
but our defeat would not change His will.
所以我们看见神就继续不断在那里工作,
we see that God continued without ceasing.
他在人的身上做工,
He's working on people.
要做到一个地步,
to work into,
叫人能起来做这个呈现,
that so finally people could become this wall.
我们看旧约的时候,
we read in the Old Testament,
我们看见神把以色列的百姓从埃及拯救出来,
that God has saved the Jewish people out of Egypt,
曾把他们带到这个迦南, 流奶玉米之地,
God has led them into Canaan, land of milk and honey.
但是很稀奇,
but very strange,
当他们进到迦南地之后,
after they enter into the land of Canaan,
他们碰到第一个难处是什么呢?
What is the first difficulty they met?
就是耶利哥的城,
which is the wall of Jericho.
我们看见他们到了迦南地了,
we see that they got into the land of Canaan.
但是看见在那里有一个耶利哥城,
but they see the city of Jericho.
这个城墙高的顶尖,
but this wall that's so high reached to the heaven.
这个城墙非常的坚固,
so strong.
摆在以色列人的面前,
and God placed that in front of the Jews,
叫他们不能得着神所应许给他们的产业,
so they not be able to receive what God has promised to them.
你知道神所要的也是这一个城墙,
you know that what God wants is also this wall.
他也要一座城,
God wants to have a city,
就是耶路撒冷城,
it's the city of Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷城,
the new Jerusalem.
也有一个城墙,
it also has a wall.
又高大又美丽,
and it's so magnificent and so big.
但是你知道仇敌也在那里模仿,
but we know that the enemy is also imitating.
对啊,也在那里建造城,
it is also building a wall.
他建造一个耶利哥城,
he builds a city.
这个城墙也是非常的高大,
the city of Jericho also has a very tall,
也是非常的坚固,
and very solid.
在那里有拦住神的百姓得做神给他们的产业,
is there to block the Jewish people to receive God's blessing.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise God.
我们知道以色列的百姓。
And we know that people are Jews.
神怎样叫他们围绕这个城墙。
And we know how God asked them to go around the city.
每天围绕一次。
Go around the city once.
到了第七天围绕七次。
At the seventh day, around seven times.
又会在前面带领他们。
And the other covenants in the front lead.
祭司在那里吹号。
And the priest is blowing the trumpet.
不行都不许做声音。
There's no other sound.
他们一天就围绕耶利哥城一次。
And one day they were around the city.
哎呀，耶利哥的战士都在城墙上往下看。
All the soldiers of Jericho is looking down.
从来没有一个战争是这样打发的。
No such battle was fought.
他们也莫名其妙，这些人在那里做什么呢？
They were startled and baffled while
they were. 他们又不攻城。
They would not attack a wall.
他们认为说他们攻城是攻不进来的。
They know that they cannot attack into the wall.
他们就围绕这个城。
So therefore they go around the wall.
都是默默无声的。
And they have no sound.
就是祭司在那里吹号。
And only the priests there.
前面有一个幽鬼在那里领路。
And there's an ark leading in front of them.
一天围绕一次。
And they circle the city once a day.
回去了。
Go back.
第二天又来回绕一次。
And the second day they come back.
到了第七天。
Until the seventh
day. 他围绕七次。
Go around seven.
到了第七次的时候。
And after the seventh
day. 祭司在那里吹号的时候。
And when the priests are blowing.
百姓都大声地呼喊。
All the people shout.
耶利哥的城墙就倒塌。
And the Jericho wall has fallen.
一直到今天耶利哥这个老城已经考古把它挖出来了。
We know even until today the archaeology has dug out the wall of the city of Jericho.
我在以色列过的时候我也去看了好几次。
When I was in Israel, I went to see it a few times.
很稀奇的事就是城墙是往里倒的不是往外倒的。
A very strange thing, when the wall falling, you're falling from into
the wall. 如果往外倒要倒在以色列人身上。
When you're falling out, you're falling on the Jews.
它是往里倒的倒在耶利哥人身上。
So the wall fell in and onto the Jews.
结果这个耶利哥城就毁掉了。
So therefore, the city of Jericho is destroyed.
城墙就撤回。
And all the wall is demolished.
神说耶利哥城不能再被建造。
God said the wall of Jericho shall not be again.
什么人在那里要建造耶利哥城，要丧失他的儿子。
So whoever shall build the city will lose his son.
我们也知道这个话怎么样的应验。
We know how these words are fulfilled.
但是到以色列人进了这个迦南地之后。
But when the Jewish people went into the land of Canaan.
他们在迦南地也住了差不多四五百年之久。
They had lived there for about 400 to 500 years.
一直等到大卫做王的时候。
And all the way until when David is the king.
我们昨天已经说过了。
Yesterday we talked about it.
大卫乃是合乎神心意的人。
But David is the man after God's heart.
换一句话说，大卫是懂得神的心的人。
In other words, he understands God's heart.
他知道神心里所要的是什么。
He knows what God wants in his heart.
所以我们昨天晚上在这里说。
So therefore, last night we said.
大卫做了王之后。
After David became the king.
他就要为着神建造一个殿宇。
He wants to build a temple for God.
因为知道神，他知道神的心就是要一个。
Because he knows that God's heart wants to have a dwelling place.
他要住在他百姓的中间。
He wants to dwell among his people.
但是除了这个之外，我们看见大卫也做了其他的事。
Aside from this, we saw another thing that David has done.
他做了以色列王之后，第一件事就是攻打耶路撒冷。
First thing he has done after becoming a king is to take Jerusalem.
因为那个时候耶路撒冷是在外邦人的手里头。
Because at that time the city of Jerusalem is in the hand of the Gentiles.
他就把这个耶路撒冷打下来了。
So therefore he had taken and captured the city.
根据撒母耳记第二撒母耳记里头下撒母耳记下告诉我们。
According to 2 Samuel it tells us.
大卫他攻取了耶路撒冷之后。
After David had captured the city of Jerusalem,
他在那里就建造这个大卫的城。
And he had built the city of David.
换一句话说，他就在那里建造一个很坚固的一个城。
In other words, he's there building a very strong city.
把它变成一个堡障。
Become a rampart.
他在那里建造城墙。
And he's there to build a wall.
实际上，
And actually,
我们知道耶路撒冷。不但有一个围城的墙。
We know that Jerusalem not only has just one wall.
我们在历史上告诉我们说，耶路撒冷最少有两个围墙。
We know that through history that at least there are two layers of walls.
甚至有的地方有三层。
Even some faces near three lanes.
所以耶路撒冷乃是一个城墙在那里围着的一座的城。
So we know that Jerusalem is a city where there's a lot of walls surrounding.
那个城乃是很坚固的，在那里被建立起来。
That wall is being built very strong and solid there.
举一个例，我们如果看诗篇第四十八篇的话。
Give an example. If we see Psalm 48.
诗篇第四十八篇
48 Psalm
我们没有时间把全篇都念
You don't have time to read the whole song
但是这一个是克拉后裔的诗歌
But this is the song of the sons of Korah
他说耶和华本为大在我们神的城中在他的圣山上该受大赞美
It's the greatest Jehovah greatly to be praised in the city of God in the hills of his holiness
仙山大君王的城在北面居高华美为全地所喜悦
Beautiful in elevation the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north the city of the great king
神在其宫中自显为避难所
God is known in her palaces as a high fortress
看那众王为何一同经过他们见了这城就惊奇伤感寄望逃跑
For behold the kings assembled themselves They passed by together They saw so they marveled And they were troubled and fled in consternation
第八节
Verse 8
我们在万军之耶和华的城中就是我们神的城中所看见的正如我们所听见的神必建立这城直到永远
As we have heard so have we seen in the city of Jehovah the host the city of our GodGod does establish it forever.
第十二节
Verse 12.
你们当周游西安四围旋绕数点城楼细看它的外壳查看它的宫殿为要传说到万代因为这神永永远远为我们的神他必做我们引路的直到死时
Walk about Zion and go around about her count the Power thereof, mark ye well her bulwark, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generations following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide until death.
所以我们看见说，在耶路撒冷不但有圣殿。
So therefore we see that in Jerusalem not only there's a temple.
并且耶路撒冷这个城乃是城墙建得非常的坚固荣美。
There's a wall built around this city so magnificent and so strong.
神的荣耀住在那里。
God's glory dwells there.
神与他的百姓同在。
God is there with his people.
从西安从耶路撒冷神的名就传扬到万国去。
From Zion, from Jerusalem, God's name is spread abroad.
这一个是我们看见当时以色列国那个荣耀的历史。
So therefore, let us see the glorious history of the Jewish kingdom.
但是不行得很。
But very unfortunately,
当以色列人蒙了神这样大恩典之后
But after the Jews have received such a great blessing from
God, 他们竟然忘记了恩待他们的神
They even forgot the God who has given them blessings.
虽然神多次差遣天使先知去警戒他们
Many times that although God has sent angels and prophets to warn them,
但是他们不听
But they would not listen.
所以结果到了最后的时候我们看见神就应许犹太国被掳掠到巴比伦去。
So finally, God had allowed the capture of the entire kingdom of Judah to Babylon.
如果我们看犹太人他们被掳的历史
，We see the history of their being captured.
比方说在列王记下最后一章
，For example, in the Second Kings, the last chapter.
那是三十六章。
That's in the chapter 36.
在那里是给我们看见说。犹太人因着违背神的缘故
Let us see that because the Jews would disobey the Lord
所以神就让他们被掳到巴比伦去
So God allowed them to be captured into the land of Babylon
这个巴比伦的被掳一期有三次
That this Babylonian capture altogether there are three times
在三个王的底下
And under three kings
第一个王是在耶押金的底下
And his firstKing is under King of Achan. Joachim.
第二个那是在耶押金的底下。
And the second one is the Jehoiakim.
第三个在西底家的手下。
And the third one is under Zechariah.
在这三个王的底下，三次巴比伦王来把犹太人掳到巴比伦去。
And under these three kings, the Babylonian came three times to capture the Jewish.
第一次和第二次。
The first and the second time.
他不但把一些人掳去了。
And only they captured some of the people.
他也把圣殿里面一些那个这个器皿啊，圣殿里头用的那些的器皿也掳掉一部分去。
They also captured some of the vessels inside of this temple.
但是到了第三次的时候
，But until the third time,
我们看见说，他不但把所有的人都掳去了
，Not only see that they captured all the people,
他把圣殿里所有的器皿都拿去了
，And all the vessels are taken away.
他并且把耶路撒冷城墙完全撤毁了。
And there's a total destruction of the Jerusalem.
所以当耶路撒冷城墙一撤毁的时候
，So when the time that the wall is destroyed,
那就是耶路撒冷就完全毁坏了。
And that time Jerusalem is totally destroyed.
那个被掳到了这个时候就完成了。
And that is the capture. This time is accomplished.
那么弟兄姊妹，你如果读圣经的话
，Dear brother sister, if you read the Bible,
你就注意说，从那个时候开始。
You pay attention to that from then on.
那个被掳为期有七十年之久。
That this captivity is about 70 years old.
在那七十年的中间。
In the 70 years.
凡是提到神的时候。
Whenever they mention about God.
你要看见说神自被称为天上的神。
It's only see that God is being called the God of heaven.
神从来没有被称为天上和地上的神。
God has never been called Heaven, God of heaven and earth.
当然我们的神是天上和地上的神。
Of course our God is the God of heaven and earth.
因为天地都是他所创造的。
Because the heaven and the earth is created by
him. 但是很稀奇在那一段被掳的时期。
But very strangely at that time of captivity.
神是被称为天上的神。
God is only being addressed as the God of heaven.
他从来也没有被称为地上的神。
He has never been called to be a God of the earth.
为什么原因呢？
Why is it?
因为神把他自己的见证托付给以色列人。
Because God has given his own testimony to the Jews.
神把他的见证放在耶路撒冷。
God has placed his testimony in Jerusalem.
现在也犹太人被掳了。
Now that the Jews are captured.
耶路撒冷被毁灭了。
Jerusalem destroyed.
城墙就撤毁了。
And that the war has been.
所以神的名在地上就没有地位了。
So God has no place for his testimony on this earth.
换一句话说。
In other words,
在天上还有他的地位。
In heaven, he still has his
天上的天使还尊敬他。
The angels and hosts in heaven.
但是他在地上就没有见证。
But he has no testimony on earth.
他的不幸失去了他的见证。
His people have lost his testimony.
他的不幸叫他的名受了羞辱。
His people have bear shame on his name.
所以神在地上就没有见证。
So therefore, he has no testimony.
人不承认神在地上。
People will not recognize God is on earth.
因为城墙也没有了。
Because there's no wall.
耶路撒冷也没有了
There's no Jerusalem.
圣殿也没有
There's no temple.
神的百姓也被掳了
All God's people are captured.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在这个时候
At this time,
神的见证在地上可以说断绝了
God's testimony on earth we could say has been stopped.
但是感谢赞美神
But praise the Lord.
过了七十年之后
After 70 years,
不是犹太人他们怎样的复兴了
It's not how the Jews or how they revived.
乃是神的怜悯
But because of God's mercy.
神因着怜悯他不幸的缘故。
Because God had mercy on his people.
为着要达到他旨意的缘故。
And also to accomplish his own will.
所以神就安排环境应许犹太人回到耶路撒冷去。
So God had arranged surroundings so to allow the Jews to return to Jerusalem.
可以回到耶路撒冷重新建造圣殿。
To allow them to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
这个我们在以斯拉记里面都可以看见。
We can read all This in the book of Israel.
但是今天早晨在这里我们不是讲这个
But this morning we're not talking about this.
因为昨天我们已经提过了
Because yesterday we mentioned
今天早晨我们要提到尼希米记
Today we want to mention Nehemiah.
因为这班犹太的移民他回到耶路撒冷去了
Because all these Jewish immigrants had returned into Jerusalem.
他就把圣殿重新建造起来
And rebuild the temple.
他们又在那里献祭在那里敬拜神
They're again offering sacrifice to the Lord.
好像 神在地上就有了一个家了。
As if God has again a house.
又能享受他儿女的敬拜了。
Again to enjoy the worship of his people.
但是这些的移民在耶路撒冷的光景怎样呢？
But all these immigrants, what is their condition in?
他们虽然在耶路撒冷，
although they are in Jerusalem,
虽然有了圣殿，
although they have the temple,
虽然在那里敬拜神，
although they are their sacrifice,
但是耶路撒冷的城还没有被建起来。
But the wall around Jerusalem is still not re-established.
因此他们在那里的日子，
therefore the days they spent there,
他们非常的艰难。
But they have so much difficulty.
他们的仇敌，四围的仇敌，随时就攻击他们。
But the enemies surrounding them constantly attack.
他们完全没有保障。
They have no protection at all.
他们与这个四围的仇敌没有那个分别的城墙。
There is no this wall to separate them from the enemies around.
所以结果叫许多人很灰心。
So make many people so desolate.
甚至有的人就回到巴比伦去了。
Many have even returned to Babylon.
那么到了耶利米那个时候，
so when it comes to the time of Jeremiah,
到了尼希米的时候，
Nehemiah. When it comes to the time of Nehemiah,
发生什么情形呢？
What happened?
有人从耶路撒冷到苏珊去。
Yeah, some people from Jerusalem went back to Shushan.
告诉尼希米说，
tell to Nehemiah,
在耶路撒冷这个归回剩下的这一般的百姓实在是痛苦。
So the people who have returned into Jerusalem is such a desolate.
他们遭大难，受羞辱。
They have such a great difficulty to bear. Suppressed.
他们的生活不安定。
There's no security.
他们有被消灭的可能。
And they are being eliminated possibly.
不要说做见证，并且他们要被消灭。
Not only to say the testimony, but they will be eliminated.
尼希米听见了之后，他在神的面前就哭泣，就悲哀。
And therefore, when Nehemiah heard, he weeped and he was sad.
他在面前，神的面前尽数的祷告。
He fasted and prayed to the Lord.
他求神给他恩典。
He prayed that the Lord may have blessing on him.
让他能回到耶路撒冷去。
That he may return to Jerusalem.
来建造这个城墙。
To build this wall.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你在这里看见说光有殿还不够。
You see that he is not enough to have only the temple.
他需要恢复这个城墙。
You must rebuild the wall.
不然的话，
Not only that,
这个百姓不能安居。
If not so, the people would not have security.
所以感谢神听了尼希米的祷告。
Praise God that he had heard Nehemiah.
你知道他那个时候是在弥大波斯王的面前做酒政。
We know that at that time he is a minister in front of Mesopotamia.
这个酒政啊，不是今天餐馆里头的 waiter. Cupbearer.尼希米乃是在弥代波斯王的面前做 cupbearer。
Nehemiah was the cupbearer in front of the king.
不是今天的在餐馆里头的这个 waiter。
He's not a waiter in the restaurant today.
酒政在那个时候是很高的官。
And the cupbearer is a very high position at the time.
为什么是很高的官呢？
Why do you say it's a high position?
因为那个时候的王啊都是暴君呢。
Because at that time all kings are tyrants.
所以他们很怕人谋害他们。
So they are very much afraid that people will kill them.
所以他们无论吃什么喝什么。
No matter what they drink or what they eat,
都要有人先替他们吃喝过的。
They must have somebody to eat and drink it for.
那么当然他们，他所以酒政是他一个最亲信的人。
So the cupbearer is someone he trusts the most.
他很相信的一个人。
It is someone he really believes in.
那么才能做酒政。
So they could become a cupbearer.
因为把酒啊提给王之前，他已经喝过了。
Because before he has given the cup to the king, he has tasted.
所以酒政与王的关系非常的密切。
So the cupbearer and the king is very close.
他愿意为着王牺牲他自己的生命。
He's willing to sacrifice his own life for the king.
王也把他自己的生命交给他的手里头。
And also the king has given his life to this cupbearer.
所以尼希米当时是酒政。
So therefore Nehemiah is the cupbearer.
他不能随便说我要回到耶路撒冷去了。
Well, he cannot say just one day he wants to return to Jerusalem.
他必定要得着王的答应才行呢。
He must have the okay from the king.
但是感谢神，因着他的祷告，王让他回去。
Thank God because of this prayer, And the king has let him
return.
And let him to be the governor. He returned to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem. And after he returned, he went out one night to see the wall. He
said
that all the walls are torn apart. He
said
all the gates are burned by fire.
And
the second day, he gathered all the remaining people. We shall rise and rebuild the wall.
他告诉他们神怎样恩待他,
he said how the Lord has blessed it.
大家都撤了几粒,
and everybody was being moved.
他们就起来做这个善工,
so therefore they got up and do the holy work.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brother and sister,
当他们要起来建造城墙的时候,
when they were raised up to ready to build
他们四围的仇敌听见了,
with all the enemies around
哎呀, 仇敌很不甘心,
and they are not willing to just sit down.
仇敌知道如果城墙建起来的话,
they know that if they have built this wall,
那他们对于这一般的人就没有办法了,
and they have no ways of their own to protect.
所以他们千方百计要来拦住他们建造,
there's all kind of trickery, all ways to stop them.
啊, 他们先用利益来诱惑他们,
and they should use the first use
persuade them.
That say we will build it together with you.
你心里说不行,
and Nehemiah said no. This is the responsibility of us. You have no part in it. And therefore they threaten them.
要说攻打他们,
they will attack you. They use all kind of methods to scare them.
买通假先知,
or to buy a false prophet.
说假语言,
and to give up false prophets.
They
say that Nehemiah wants to build a wall because he wants to be the king.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers,
在极艰难的时候,
in such a tremendous difficulty,
这一班移民把这个城墙完成了,
these immigrants have built up this wall
52天,
in 52 days
把这个城墙完成了,
and finished building up this
wall. 所有工作的人,
all those who have worked,
一个手拿兵器,
one hand they grab the weapon,
一个手拿这个建造的器具,
and on the other hand grab the instrument for building walls.
尼希米和他自己的围队,
and Nehemiah and his own guard,
晚上也不脱衣,
and neither do not undress.
他们昼夜在那里精心经守,
day and night they are alert and guarding the city.
结果把这城墙建立起来,
finally they have finished building up.
当这个城墙完成的时候,
and after the war has been
built, 仇敌听见了,
the enemies have heard,
他们就非常的惧怕,
and they are very worried.
他们看着说, 这是神所做的事,
they have seen and recognized the work from the Lord.
你看见神的见证, 就建立起来了,
see the testimony of God is established.
所以等到这个城墙在那里,
完成了, finished building up the,
所有工作的人,
all those who have worked,
一个手拿兵器,
one hand they grab the weapon,
一个手拿这个建造的器具,
and on the other hand grab the instrument for building walls.
尼希米和他自己的围队,
and Nehemiah and his own guard,
晚上也不脱衣,
and neither do not undress.
他们昼夜在那里精心经守,
day and night they are alert and guarding the city.
结果把这城墙建立起来,
finally they have finished building up
the, 这个城墙完成的时候,
and after the war has been,
仇敌听见了,
the enemies have heard,
他们就非常的惧怕,
and they are very worried.
他们看着说, 这是神所做的事,
they have seen and recognized the work from the Lord.
你看见神的见证, 就建立起来了,
see the testimony of God is established.
所以等到这个城墙在那里, 奉献的那个日子,
so when the day of dedication of the wall came,
祭司利未人在那里唱歌弹琴赞美神,
and the priest and the Levites using all instruments to praise the Lord.
因为神不但在地上有了一个家,
not only God had a house in this earth,
神今天在人间也有了他的见证,
and he also has his testimony in people.
神不但是天上的神,
not only is the God of heaven,
and
all the enemies on this earth of his will recognize that he is the God of earth, so that all his enemies on this earth became afraid and worried.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, these are not but just shadows.
虽然很美丽,
although it's very beautiful,
但是不过是影儿,
but just a shadow.
那个本物的真相是什么呢?
But what is the true The sustenance of
神真正所要的那个见证的墙是在哪里呢
？What is the actual word of God's testimony？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神所要的墙就是我们这般蒙恩得救的人。
The wall that God wants is us who have been saved。
他不但要建造我们成为一个灵宫
，Now he wants to build us into a spiritual temple。
他也要把我们建造起来成为一个城墙。
But he also wants to build us。Up to be a wall.
啊，你看见五旬节的光景实在是美丽。
You see the situation of Pentecost is indeed a beautiful picture.
我们看见这120个人在楼上十天的祷告。
You see the 120 people pray for 10 days on the upper room.
他们甘心乐意把自己献上。
That they are willingly to offer themselves.
他们就像金银宝石一样。
As if a gold and silver and precious stones.
献上给我们的主。
And to be offered up to our Lord.
所以主在那里五旬节的那一天
So therefore the day of Pentecost.
他就接纳了这120个人
He received this offering from the 120 people.
他的圣灵就降下来充满了他们所住的地方
And his Holy Spirit had come down and filled the entire place.
我们看见说这120个人
We see that it's 120 people.
不但是120个人单独的人
It's not only 120 separate individuals.
这120个人就成为120个肢体。
You see, they became 120 members.
你知道圣灵的工作。
We know that the work of the Holy Spirit.
什么是圣灵的洗呢
？What is the baptism of the Spirit?
圣灵的洗做了什么呢
？What is the work of the baptism?
圣灵的洗就是把120个人。
His baptism of the Spirit is to use these 120 separate individuals
把他们进成一个身体
to baptize them into one body.
本来是一个 congregation.
Originally a congregation.
120个会员
120 members of the congregation.
但是不过是120个会员
But just 120 separate members.
但是圣灵把他们进成一个身体
But the Holy Spirit baptized them into one body.
这个身体里面有120个肢体
In this one body there's 120 members.
你看见这个不同太不同了
There's such a great difference here.
如果今天有一个会众有120个会员
We see that today we have 120 A lot of people here in the congregation.
虽然有120个会员
Although we have 120 people.
但是每一个会员都是个人
But each one is just an individual.
也许个人都是很好的
And maybe each individual is very good.
但是放在一起就发生难处了
When you put it together, you have a lot of difficulty.
在一起的时候就是会众
When you get together, your congregation.
回到家里的时候就个人回自己的家
When you return home, you return to individual.
大家就没有关系了
There's no more relation.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
神所要的家像一个身体一样。
But the house that the Lord wants is like a body.
一个身体不是一个会众。
And the body is not a congregation.
是一个身体。
It's a body.
我们120个人是120个肢体。
We are 120 people is 120 members.
我们永远是连接在一起。
We are connected together forever.
你欢喜也好，你不欢喜也好。
You like it or not.
你是在身体里头的一个肢体。
You are one part of this body.
你就是聚集的时候也在身体里。
Whether we gather you in the body.
你不聚集的时候。时候也在身体里头。
You're not gathered, you're still in the body.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这一个就是奇妙的事。
Brothers and sisters, we see that this is a wonderful.
所以在五旬节的那一天。
Therefore, in the day of Pentecost.
先是120个人。
First, 120 people.
然后3000个人。
And then 3000.
这3000个人进来也是肢体。
And all these 3000 people come in.
不是3120个会员。
那3120Congregation.
那是3120个肢体。
3120 members.
这个肢体，这个身体大起来了。
And this body has gotten bigger.
哎呦，感谢赞美主。
And praise the Lord.
你知道这个身体一直在那里长大。
Know that this body continues.
你知道我们今天我们不知道这个身体长得多大了。
And until today, we don't know how big this.
这个身体充满了这个大地。
We know this body has filled the whole earth.
因为大的主。
Because our man, a big,
是我们的头在天上
It's our heavenly head.
一个大的身体在地上
And we have a large body on this.
在耶路撒冷你也碰到他
And in Jerusalem you meet.
在安提亚你也碰到他
Meet also in Antioch.
在罗马你也碰到他
Also in Rome.
在纽约你也碰到他
Also meet in New York.
这个身体好大好大
This body is so big.
所有蒙恩得救的人
All who have been saved.
就成了这个身体里面的肢体
Have become one member of this body.
我们要一同联络做肢体
We shall be connected together to be.
叫我们彼此扶助能生长。
So we shall help each other and to grow.
叫主的丰富能彰显。
So the richness of the Lord may be magnified.
叫主的荣耀能彰显。
That His glory may be revealed.
这是奇妙的事。
This is the strange.
但是你看见在五旬节之后。
But you see that after the Pentecost.
那个教会的光景什么光景呢
？What is the situation of the church?
不但主自己借着他的灵住在他百姓的中间。
Not only the Lord uses His Spirit to dwell among His people.
我们看见这个百姓实在是分别为圣的百姓。
We see that these people have been consecrated.
这些的人常常在一起。
And these group of people constantly meet together.
他们不单在所罗门的廊下聚会。
Not only under the hallway of Solomon's portico.
为什么在所罗门廊下聚会呢
？Why do they meet under the portico?
因为没有地方够大了。
There's no other place big enough.
当时在耶路撒冷教会里面有一万多人。
Because at that time it's about 10,000 people.
最少也一万多人。
At least 10,000.
所以没有地方可以聚会了。
There's no place big enough.
只有在所罗门的廊下。
And only under the portico of Solomon.
如果你今天到耶路撒冷去的话。
Today you go to Jerusalem.
你还能看见所罗门廊下那个原来的地方。
You still see the original place of the Solomon.
很大的广场。
It's a very big yard.
所以当时的弟兄姊妹就常常到所罗门廊下去聚会去。
So they go there, that yard very often to have meetings.
但是那么多的人，那个交通啊，恐怕不够亲密。
But with so many people, perhaps the fellowship is not as close.
所以他们在家里聚会。
So they also meet at home.
哎呀，他们在一家一家安家白饼在那里站了一阵。
And they are praising the Lord, breaking bread from house to house.
彼此相爱。
And love each other.
没有自己。
No selfish.
万物共用，他们中间也没有人有缺少的。
And there's no lack of anything.
因着他们这样的相爱。
Because of such love they have.
哎呀，你就看见说，世界上的人看见他们都怕。
So therefore you see that all around when they saw these people, they're afraid.
圣经说，众人都怕他们。
The Bible said that all who fear them.
一面怕他们，一面尊敬他们。
On the one side they fear them, on the other side they have respect for them.
他们怕他们，不是他们可怕，因为他们太可爱了。
They are afraid of them not because they are scary, but they are too lovely.
他们的见证就出去了。
That their testimony had gone out.
就把得救的人天天嫁给他们。
The Lord has added them those to be saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见他们在哪里有城墙。
You see that there they have a wall.
他们实在是分别为圣。
They are truly a people consecrated to the Lord.
所有蒙恩得救的人
，All those who have been saved,
都恒心遵守师徒的教训。
They all persevere to obey the teachings of the apostles.
恒心遵守师徒的教统。
And they persevere to obey the fellowship of the apostles.
他们在那里摆饼，在那里祈祷。
They are there breaking bread and they are praying.
什么叫做师徒的教训呢
？What is the teaching of the apostles?
师徒的教训就是主的教训。
The apostles' teaching is the Lord's teaching.
因为主借着师徒们。把他的教训传给我们。
Because through these apostles, the Lord has given us His teaching.
什么是使徒的交通呢
？What is the fellowship of the apostles?
使徒的交通就是主的交通。
This fellowship is the Lord's fellowship.
因为约翰说，我们乃是与神与他的儿子交通。
Because John said that we have fellowship with His Son.
你们乃是与我们交通。
And you have fellowship with us.
所以我们看见说，使徒的交通就是主的交通。
So therefore, we see the apostles' fellowship is the fellowship of.
这个交通和这个教训。
This fellowship and the teaching,
尤其在摆饼祈祷上显明出来。
Especially magnify itself in breaking of bread and.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他们因为爱主的缘故，他们天天摆饼祈祷。
Because they love the Lord so much, they break bread every day.
他们因为关心主的工作，他们在那里常常祷告。
Because they cared about God's work, so they constantly pray together.
你知道今天基督教的光景是什么呢？
Do you know what's the condition today of Christianity?
恐怕有的人一年就摆饼一次。
Maybe some people break bread once a year.
祷告聚会从来不参加。
Never go to the prayer meeting.
到了主日来做教友。
And when you come to the Sunday, they
来听听道。
道
讲得好点点头道讲得不好摇摇头
If the message is good, they nod, if not, they shake
这里讲得不好到哪里去听
If it's not good here, go to another place to listen
弟兄姊妹你就看见说一点没有见证
You see that there's no testimony at all
也没有见证
And there's no building
但是当初的教会是这样的光景
But this is the situation of the first church
哎呀仇敌要不要进来呢
Would the enemy want to
仇敌想进来
The enemy wants to enter.
哎呀，仇敌像吼叫的狮子一样。
And they are like roaring lions.
他要寻找可吞吃的人。
You like to see who to swallow.
所以你看见到了《使徒行传》第五章的时候。
We see the fifth chapter of Acts.
他要记住在弟兄姊妹中间要在哪里透进来。
He wants to get into the church through brothers and sisters.
他要记住亚纳尼亚、撒非拉，要想记住这一对夫妇跑进来。
And he wants to come into the church to Ananias and Sapphira, this couple.
但是走得进来，走不进来呢？
Could he enter?
走不进来，
he could not.
因为这座墙太坚固了。
Yes, this wall is too strong.
亚纳尼亚、撒非拉要欺骗圣灵的时候，
Ananias and Sapphira wanted to lie to the Spirit.
Peter 就对他们说，
Peter said to them,
你们为什么要欺骗圣灵呢？
Why are you deceiving the Spirit?
立刻他们倒下去死了。
And they all fell down and died.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌想尽方法要透进来。
The enemy trying to use all ways trying to...
到了第六章的时候，
We come to sixth chapter,
他又要想进来了。
He wants to get in again.
因为那个时候信主的人太多，
Because there are too many people.
并且当时虽然信主的都是犹太人，
And of course at that time they are all Jews.
在耶路撒冷教会当初都是犹太人。
In Jerusalem, they're all Jews.
但是犹太人也有两种。
But there are two kinds of Jews.
一种是希利伊的犹太人，一种是希伯来的犹太人。
One is a Grecian Jew, the other one is a Hebraic Jew.
希伯来的犹太人就是生长在神应许之地的犹太人。
The Hebraic Jew are the ones who were born in the promised land.
希利伊的犹太人就生长在外邦城市的犹太人。
The Grecian Jew, could we say, is a Gentile Jew.
因此你就看见说，他们中间呢，两方面的人都有。
So therefore, we see there are two groups of people in the church.
但是呢，在供应的事情上。这个希利伊的犹太人的那些寡妇啊，好像被忽略了。
In the administration, we see that some of the Grecian widows they have been neglected.
所以开始就有怨言出来了。
There are some complaints coming.
仇敌又想让他又跑进来了。
And the enemy trying to use that.
但是你看见这个墙很坚固。
But we see the wall is so solid.
马上这个墙就下来。
Instantly the wall has come down.
十二个使徒就把弟兄姊妹召集了。
And 12 apostles.Gathered all the
prayer. 我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
He said, "We should use prayer and spread the gospel."
你们要选出七个人来。
You should choose seven people.
被圣灵充满的。
Who have been filled by the Spirit.
并且有好名声的。
And have a good name.
来管这合适的事情。
To take care of this ministry.
弟兄姊妹，奇妙的是。
A very wonderful thing.
你们如果让我讲，我可以讲到明天。
I can talk until tomorrow if you let me.
他们在那里就选了七个人出来。
And then they choose seven people.
但是奇妙的是在这里。
But what a very wonderful thing.
那个时候希伯来的犹太人的信徒多。
At that time the Hebraic Jew is the majority.
希利伊的犹太人的信徒少。
The Grecian Jews are less.
是希利伊的犹太人受威胁。
And the Grecian Jews are being neglected.
但是选出来的人七个人都是希利伊的犹太人。
But the seven people they have chosen, they are all Grecian Jews.
表明他们没有自私的心。
Says that they have no selfish heart.
哎呀，因着他们同心相爱。
Because they all love one another.
这个城墙很坚固。
This wall is very strong.
仇敌跑不进来。
The enemy cannot enter.
感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
但是很可惜。
But very unfortunate.
你如果读教会的历史的话，
going to read the church history,
你看见说不但神的家被拆毁了，
Now you see that God's household has been destroyed.
你看见城的墙也被拆毁了，
You see there's no wall existing at all.
你看见这教会的历史里头神失去居所。
You know, through the church history, God has lost his dwelling place.
你也看见说神在地上失去他的见证。
And he also has lost his testimony in this world.
所以在历史的那代，
So then all the time passed.
神在哪里呼召他自己的百姓？
God is there calling those who
呼召我们要悔改。
He has called us to repentance.
不要自满自足。
Do not be self.
不要被外面的事情所欺骗。
Do not be deceived by the things outside.
我们要忧伤痛悔在神面前。
We should have a contrite heart in front of the Lord.
我们要因着他的话而战惊恐惧。
And because of His word, we shall tremble and fear.
我们要回到神的面前。
We will return to the Lord.
把我们自己重新摆上。
And to renew ourselves personally.
让他把我们建造起来，成为他的家。
And let Him build us together to be His house.
持定元首。
And to hold on to the head.
全身就
And all bodies are being joined together.
不单是这样，
Not only that,
我们也要起来来建造这个城墙。
You also rise to build up the wall.
叫神的见证在地上得以恢复。
So that God's testimony may be recovered in this world.
今天这个树林的城墙在哪里？
Today, where is the spiritual wall?
这个分别在哪里？
Where is this distinction?
我们知道今天基督徒与世界应当有分别。
Today we know that there should be a distinction between Christians.
因为我们的主把我们从世界上分别出来。
Because our Lord has separated us from this world.
但是今天我们看看基督教的光景。
Today when we look at the Christianity.
基督教与世界混在一起。
Christianity and the world are mixed together.
你不能说基督教和世界在哪里分界。
You cannot say where is the division between Christians.
所以神的见证就失落了。
So therefore God lost his testimony.
但是什么是这个分别呢？
Where is the distinction?
是不是说
Is this to say?
我们信主的人穿有一种的衣服。
That we have a special kind of uniform.
这样我们与世界分别了。
And therefore we are separated from the world.
是不是说我们基督徒我们到了礼拜天做做礼拜就分别了。
Is it to say that Christians go to church on Sunday, there's a distinction?
从前有一位姊妹。
Some time ago, there's a sister.
Sister Eva.
Sister Eva.
她的工作今天在美国还有。
And her work is still existing today in New
York. 如果你到 New Jersey Liberty Corner 的话，
you go to New Jersey Liberty Corner.
那就是 Sister Eva 开始的工作。
And that is the work began by Sister Eva.
Deaconess 的工作。
The work of deaconess.
她是一个贵族的女子。
She is a woman of nobility.
非常有钱。
Very rich.
但是神感动她，把她自己完全摆上。
But God had moved her, so she offered herself entirely.
她就开始了这个 deaconess 的工作。
She had started the ministry of the deaconess.
你有一些的姊妹把自己献身给主。
And there are some women who have given themselves.
她们的工作就是服侍。
And their work is to minister.
服侍年老的人。
To serve the old people.
服侍孤儿。
To serve the.
服侍瞎眼的人。
The blind.
这是他们的工作。
This is their work.
我与他们很熟。
I'm very familiar with.
但是伊娃她也被主很大的使用。
But Sister Eva was used greatly by the Lord.
你知道他们也穿那一些的制服的。
You know they all wear those uniforms.
他们不是天主教。
They're not Catholic.
但是他们也穿了制服，像天主教的嬷嬷一样的。
But they also wear some kind of uniform that looks like a Catholic.
这个有一次 Sister Eva 在 Wales 的时候。
It was once when Sister Eva was in Wales.
正是 Wales 大复兴的时候。
It was a revival in Wales.
1905年的时候。
The 1905.
她在火车上旅行。
When she was traveling on the.
当然，也是伊娃，她穿了这个 Deaconess 的这个礼服。
And when Sister Eva was putting on the uniform,
她这个人是规规矩矩的。
And she is very serene.
非常虔诚的。
And very devoted.
结果有几个女孩子跑上她的车子上来。
And all of a sudden, a few young women had run up to the train.
你知道英国的火车，它不是像美国一长车的，它是一个一个小房间。
But we know that the train at that time was at a separate compartment. It's not all together.
这些的女孩子跑上来，嘻嘻哈哈，活泼得很。
And these young women came up and they were very unruly.
他们在哪里呀？一娃看一看。
And they were there, and even Sister Eva saw.
看看他们的服装不像样。
And saw that they did not, she did not like their.
看看他们的光样子不像样。
That their manner is very bad.
他们也在那里讲这个属灵的事情。
And there they are also talking about spiritual things.
伊娃心里很不满意。
And Sister Eva was very upset.
你们这些人没有分别为圣。
He said, "You are not consecrated people."
你们怎么能被主使用？
How can you be used by the Lord?
到了站。
And after they reached the station,
大家下去了。
Everybody went off.
伊娃发现说，这几个女孩子就是被神使用来做复兴工作的人。
And Eva found out that these are exactly the women who God used for the revival.
伊娃，她实在在神面前恍然大悟。
And then she realized what she had done wrong.
她说分别不是外面的分别。
She said distinction is not the distinction outside.
分别是里面的分别。
Separation is distinction inside.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不是说你可以把你化妆的像电影明星一样。
Your brother, I'm not saying you can start putting up all kind of makeup to look pretty.
我乃是说这个分别不是外面的规条。
I'm saying that this distinction is not a rule on outside.
什么是叫我们与世界分别呢？
What makes the distinction between us and the world?
命在我们的。
Is the Lord's life inside of us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主的生命在你的里头。
The Lord's life is in you.
这个生命呢是分别为圣的生命。
This life is the life of consecration.
这个生命对有一些事说不。
And this life says to certain things no.
对有一些事说是。
The other thing says,
对世界永远说不。
It says no forever to.
对神永远说是。
Forever to the Lord, yes.
如果今天你顺着这个生命来活的话，
If today you live according to this life,
这个墙就建起来了。
This wall will be built.
如果你不顺着这个生命活，
If you disobey the Spirit,
虽然有生命。
Although you have life,
这个墙建不起来。
This wall will not be built.
所以我们说，
so therefore we say,
这个墙是神与人合作的结果。
This wall is a result of the cross.
神自己不做。
God will not do himself.
神给你恩典。
God gave you blessing.
神给你生命。
God gave you life.
丰富的生命。
Rich life.
分别为圣的生命。
And the consecrated life.
但是神要你顺着这个生命。
But God wants you to follow this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
多少的时候。
How many times.
我们违背我们的生命。
We disobey the light that we have.
因此我们与世界没有分别。
Therefore, we have no distinction between the world.
叫神的见证也失落。
So that God's testimony has fallen.
分别不是为着叫我们自己怎样的圣洁。
Separation is not to so to say make us more holy.
叫人看我们，哎呀，这是一个圣洁的人。
But so people see that say this is a holy person.
多少的时候，人还没有看说我们是圣洁的人。
Many times people do not see that.
我们在哪里说 I'm holier than thou?
With you saying that I'm more holy than you.
不是这个意思。
It's not such a
thing. 圣洁乃是为着神的见证。
To be holy is for God's testimony.
叫世人看见我们的神是怎样的一位神。
So that people will see through us what kind of God our God is.
不断向世界做见证。
Not only to testify to
the world. 向那看不见的属灵界里做见证。
Also to testify to the invisible spiritual.
神今天要借着教会。
Today God will use the church.
叫天上这层掌权的得知神不般的智慧。
So that all who in authority and principality in heaven to see the manifold wisdom of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
到了最后的时候。
When the last days come.
到了永世的时候。
Or when into the eternal world.
在启示录二十一章二十二章。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 21,
你看见新耶路撒冷城。
You see the new Jerusalem come out.
这个城里没有殿。
There's no temple in this city.
因为这个城就是一个殿。
Because this city is the temple.
你看见说这个殿，这个城，它的城墙高大。
You see that this wall of the city is so tall.
从来没有个城墙是那么高大。
There's no such wall before ever as tall as that.
144周。
It's 144 cubits.
一周就是从这里一直到这个中指。
One cubit is from the elbow to the midfinger.
大概一尺半。
It's about a foot and a half.
这个墙有144周高。
And this is 144 cubits.
在一个很高的山上。
And on a very, very tall mountain.
并且在十二个根基的上面。
And on top of 12 foundations.
这个城墙。
This wall.
用什么来做的呢？
What kind of material is it?
那是用碧玉来做的。
It's your kind of jasper.
如果你看
Did you see
第四章
Chapter 4
当约翰看见有一位坐在宝座上
And we see that John see there's one who sits on the throne
他看不见这一位
He does not see this
因为神不能看见
Because you cannot see God
但是看见那一位宝座上好像什么呢
What did he see you as if he's seeing on top of the throne
好像碧玉一样
As if of jasper
碧玉就是代表神的性情。
Jasper is to represent God's nature.
所以神的生命在我们的里面。
So therefore God's life is in us.
他的性情在我们身上彰显的时候。
And his nature is being magnified through us.
叫我们与世界分别为圣。
So that we'll be separated from this world.
主的生命在你里面越长大。
That the Lord's life in you is growing.
这个城墙又高一点。
The more it grows, the wall tall gets.
再长大。
The more it grows,
再高一点
the wall gets taller,
到了勇士的里面
until it comes to the last
144周
144 cubes
就是12的倍数
it's a 12 times 12 multiple 12
那就是完全的意思
and that means it's a completed
那个分别是完全
and that separation is perfect
城门昼夜不关
and the gates does not close day or night
但是城外那些权位永远不能进来
but all the Races outside would not be able to come in.
列国都行走在神城的光中。
All kingdoms are walking in the light of God's city.
他们把荣耀归给神。
They give the glory to the Lord.
你看这个见证是何等的完全。
You see such a perfect testimony.
这个就是神
对我们人所定规的旨意。
This is the will the Lord has appointed for all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天我们的主在哪里建造
？Where is the work of our Lord today？
他一面在那里把我们建造成为他的灵宫。
On the one side, he's building us to become his spiritual temple.
一面他在那里建造这个城墙。
On the other hand, he's building the wall.
但是你看见尼希米建造城墙的时候
，When you see when Nehemiah was building the wall，
他叫所有的移民一同来做。
He can call all the immigrants.
这个不是一个人所能做的。
It's not something one person can accomplish.
我们看见祭司长他也亲手来做这个工
作。We see all the high priests, they got together and do the work themselves.
在那里，这个金殿金像啊。这个 goldsmith， 他们也在那里来做这个。
And we see the goldsmith of the God together to build a wall.
你知道 goldsmith 他做的东西都是精精巧巧的。
And we know that the work that the goldsmith did is very fine.
但是他在哪里来做这个粗粗大大的城墙
？He built a rough thing, the big things of the wall.
连那个 perfumer 那个做香水的人也来造。
And even the perfumer comes to build.
哎呀，我觉得说做香水的人一造这个灰啊，到了鼻子里就闻不出来了。
I feel I was worried that the perfumer smelled the ashes.
他说我不行，我不能做，因为我是造香水的人。
No, I can't do it because I'm a perfumer.
不，他也来做。
No, he comes to do it together.
为着神的见证，谁都起来做。
Because of God's testimony, everybody.
哎呀，你如果看你心里第三章的话，我没有时间讲了。
You see the third chapter in Nehemiah.
你看你说不但男的做。
Not only see the men are doing,
女儿也起来做。
And women do the same thing.
不但主人做。
Not only the Lord.
奴仆也起来做。
Slave does.
如果有什么贵族，他自以为太尊贵不做，圣经替他记下来。某某贵族他不做。
And if there's any noble people who do not want to do the word, the Bible will write down.
我们大家都起来。
We all got together.
你建造一段，我建造一段。
You build one section, I build one section.
结果整个的城墙就连起来。
And then finally, all the walls connected together.
城墙的工作就完成。
And the work has been done.
仇敌就惧怕。
And the enemies are afraid.
仇敌承认这是神所做的事。
And they recognize this is the work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人都有份。
And all of us has part in this.
如果你不尽你的本分
，If you do not do your part，
在那一份上就有缺陷
，And there is a lack in that part。
所以愿神恩待我们
，May the Lord have mercy on us。